Our morning show get together today. We shine the spotlight on Ithaca during the first part of the show. We're going to talk about spring sports, which are well underway. Joining us is head track coach for Ithaca Weston, Gina Lorenz. Gina, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks, Phil.
How has the season gone so far?
So far, very well. We've only done a couple meets, one indoor at UW La Crosse, which went very well. The next meet we had was just a qualifying meet, and that was at UW-Whitewater, the state indoor meet, and Clayton Lee was the only one that qualified for that meet. He went in with a 429. He ended up not with his best time at a 449, but he got tripped up and spiked in the leg, so it wasn't the meet he wanted, but we're very proud of him and what he did that day.
So he still finished.
He still finished.
Even though that happened.
He still finished.
Good for
him.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah. And Clayton, if we spend a moment about him, he's had quite the career, but I know you followed him with the cross-country team last
Correct.
Year, too.
Correct. He was part of the cross-country team, which went to state as well.
Yeah. So better prepares him. I think you encourage your athletes to try and do that fall sport, too,
yes.
if they can, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you've been a part of the Ithaca Weston co-op now for a number of years, and it seems to be going well.
Yes, it has been going well. They're easy to work with. The administration up there is good to work with. They communicate with us. We communicate with them. We got a good bunch of kids from Weston that's out, and we gel really well as a team.
Your boys' team has scored pretty well. Do you have pretty good numbers for the boys?
Boys, we have, let's see, we probably have about a dozen boys out. Girls, we need more girls. We could recruit.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we could use a few more girls.
And it seems like it goes in streaks, because there are some years where it's just the opposite, where you have more girls.
Correct. Yeah. It used to be where the girls team was the powerhouse team, and now it's flipped the switch there. But yeah, the boys we have are doing an awesome job. They've set some really high goals. It seems like daily they walk by that case in the hallway that has all the school records, and they're looking to beat some this year. So, yeah, it's a good goal to have.
You had some that you broke last year, didn't
you? Yes, every year we have some we beat. Sometimes it's their own record from the year before. It's just constantly we stress, improve what you can do and get better.
And I think some of them, maybe even one of them last year, was a really old record that you beat too, wasn't it? Or do you recall?
Clayton always breaks a record. We always have the Peterson girls, mm-hmm. which they've both graduated. They were breaking records. Some of the relays, I know they're really focused this year on that 4x8 relay, breaking the record.
Right. And so they've had a nice start. I know you don't want to be peaking right now.
No,
right?
We don't want to be peaking right now. And sometimes they think they're going to do it this meet. We don't want them doing it this meet, really. They need to be focused and see what they need to do at the end of the season, because our WIA tournament is always changing with different schools. So you always have to scout out those other schools, see what they have. Like this year, Perdisheen has moved down with us. So, I mean, that's a whole different ball game there.
I noticed Prairie du Chien was at the meet at North Crawford the other
yes,
night, weren't they?
Yeah. Yes, they're a tough team. You never know who you're going to get in our tournaments. I mean, one year we have Kickapoo with us, Kickapoo, North Crawford, some of those teams. But then this year they come out of our regional, you throw Prairie du Chien in, Kickapoo goes another way. So it's like it's always getting the focus on who you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, get the numbers down to where we need to be, who's going to be the runners. Yeah, get our game plan down.
Kickapoo seems to be one of the teams to beat in the conference. Is that the case?
They have numbers, yeah. And it always helps when most of these bigger schools, like Kickapoo, they have a track. I mean, they have a facility that they can run on every single day of the week. We're running the Bulldog Loop, up Little Willow, around the school, the bus lane, the sidewalk, the hills. Yeah, so that's what we have to work on. Sometimes even the school hallway and the gym. I mean, that's where we work on our events.
Yeah, and I don't know how many schools realize that, especially when you go to the next levels.
Correct.
And, you know, when you go to state, I wonder how many of those athletes at state don't have a track back at home.
I know. It makes it a challenge. It makes practice a challenge. I mean, especially when the weather's not cooperating, Do we pull the high jump mats into the gym? I mean, still we're working on getting the pole vault info mats put up. We're working on getting pallets. I mean, there's always something that we have to work on and get approval by the school to make sure we can get our equipment out and it's not in anyone's way and it's stored properly. Yeah, there's always a challenge.
Where do you work on your field events outside then?
We do have a long jump pit. It's not the perfect long jump pit, but it's a pit. Discus, we do have a discus ring. It has a little dip in it, but we make it work. And our shot put ring is down by the buses. So if the buses are coming in, we have to get out of the way.
But you persevere, and I think maybe it makes you better in the long run,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, you can hope that. And as you look at track through the years, any highlights? Because you've been doing this a long time, Gina.
It's probably been 20 plus years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fun to see the kids come out, work hard, and prove that a little school like Ithaca and Weston together can do the big things that all these big D1 schools can. I mean, we can be competitive with them. It's just a mindset, work hard, determination, and just go out there and give it your all.
I know you've been up at the top for some meets over the years. Is there one that stands out where the girls, I think the girls had some really good success a few years ago, didn't you?
Well, a few years back, we won conference in the girls. In 2012, we won conference in boys, which was very exciting. I remember Paul Freeze coming. He was our bus driver that night, and he came with the old championship banner that he had when he was in high school. He brought it along for good luck, and we made it. So then we put the 12 on there with masking tape. It was just a cool night.
Yeah, a good bus ride home.
It was
sure.
A good bus ride home.
Oh,
yes,
sure. You know, and track athletes, it's a special person that does that, because you know you're out there. Other than the relays, you really can't blame anybody but yourself,
right?
Can you?
Right. We talk about who they need to stay with in their races. A lot of times these papers are just numbers. Sometimes it's their best race from maybe the year before. So don't let the heat sheets get in your head. I mean, it's anybody's day. It's whoever's prepared, warmed up, ready to go. It could be your day.
Some days maybe you finish, let's say, 10th, but it's a personal record for
Correct.
You.
And I have my sheet from last night. I mean, it's like numerous personal records. Maybe they didn't finish on the top half of the sheet, but it's a personal record. And that's what it's about. Going out and improving what you can do as an individual. Getting better every single track meet. And that's just a bonus. It's like a warm fuzzy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And building
it's
on
like
that.
They can do it.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
And then trying
yep.
to improve that. So every night you try to do a little better than the night
before. A little better, yes. We have a little program. I have two little squashmallows. We have a girl and a boy. And whoever has the best PRs at the end of the night gets to take that little plush little cat home. And it's funny how much enthusiasm. It's like, I won the cat. I mean, when they get a PR after their race, we have cat stickers, and it's amazing not only our athletes, but I have athletes from other schools come up to me asking, they're like, I got a PR in my race, can I have a cat sticker? I mean, it's just those little things. Sometimes it's just the kids that maybe they're not out for other sports, but track is a team sport, but it's an individual sport, and it's doing the best that you can do. And we don't have a bench. So, I mean, everyone gets to participate in track. Everyone gets an event. Everybody gets their night to shine. So, yeah, it's just fun.
At Ithaca and Weston, you can go out for both in the spring. Do you have many athletes doing that this year or not?
I've only got a couple boys
okay.
in baseball doing track. I would like to see a few more because there's some that are out there that are quite talented. Same with on the girls' side, but I can only do what I can do.
Sure. Sometimes those athletes are pretty amazing. You've talked about athletes before that maybe only came out their senior year, and they were dominant. I mean, if you've got the ability, you know.
And then they kick themselves because, why didn't I do this in my freshman year?
Right.
Why didn't I go out as an eighth grader? It's like, and they see they really can do it. I mean, I'm going going to give Gavin Birch a little PR here, but he was one of them. I remember he came out his senior year, his 4x8 team made it to state, and he's like, why didn't I do this earlier? It's just good to see that.
Right. I always thought running was punishment, but, you know, others don't look at it that way, right?
But it's funny. They think it's punishment, and then they get out of high school, and then they're running marathons.
I know. That is very true. Who's helping you coach this year, Gina?
Okay, this year it is Brenda Walton, Julie Thompson, Jason McDonough, and myself. So I have a good crew. We all gel well together. We get along with the kids. I think the kids like us. Yeah, we do whatever we can to make this a good experience for these high school athletes and make it a good 4 years, because that's what it's about, making the most of the 4 years they have there.
Very much so. And you've got coaches that have been around for a while. Do each of them have kind of their area of expertise that they offer?
Jason helps a lot with the throwers and a lot of times just boosting the kids' spirits up, give them the extra pat on the back. Get them motivated. Brenda's more of our distant coach. Julie works with the jumpers and the sprinters. And I kind of fall in mostly with the throwers, but I'm kind of like everywhere. Uh-huh. Paperwork and pictures and, yeah.
Experience,
so, yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and you would have been coached by Mike Stoddard, right? Was he your track coach?
I had Gary Gutkin.
Oh, Gary Gutkin. Yep. All right.
Well, yep. Huh. So I see him all the time, too, and he's always stopping me and asking me how things are going. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, he was one to push you a little bit.
Yes.
Those laps around the Bush Flat Bridge and up Rose Hollow.
Back when we had the track on the football field.
Yeah, there was
set up the cones.
There was a ring on the football field.
Like a cow path.
Yeah, absolutely. But you make do.
Yes.
When's the next meet coming up, Gina?
Saturday is our next meet at New Lisbon. So I think it's supposed to be in the 60s.
Ooh.
I'm hoping so. I do have a new experienced baseball player planning on going. So we'll add one more boy to the roster. So, yeah. So that's exciting. And then after that, it will be the following week on Tuesday, we will go to Brookwood to their brand new facility.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Yes.
I always think about track athletes and how you're out in all kinds of weather, because you're out there sometimes when baseball and softball gets canceled and you're still going, right?
Correct. Yep. If there's no lightning, we're still going. So last night, it was not bad when we first got there. The sun was shining. It was in the 40s. But like I told the kids, when the sun goes down, it's going to be in the 30s and cold. And they believed me.
It
was cold.
Yeah.
And we were in our shorts and tank tops. But yes, they made the best of the situation.
And then by the end of the season, you get to sectionals, you get to state, and you have some of the hottest weather of the year.
It could be 100 degrees. Then we do the other. We get the hand towels, the ice cubes, the water bottles.
Sure.
Yes. We do with what we have to do in all the weather.
And one of the keys to track, too, is stretching. And, you know, before and after, I'm sure you're really focused on that, too.
Warm up, cool downs, making the most of every event. Keeping loose, warmed up. We don't want injuries, because an injury could take you out for a season. So we really do stress that. And working with the Richland Hospital, our trainer Lindsay, she does a lot of really good things for our athletes. She helps them out, gives them stretching programs, ideas to fix what is maybe hurting them. So, yeah. So they do a very good job there.
Well, thanks for what you do, Gina, because you probably are one of the longest tenured track coaches in the area. So thanks for keeping at it.
I started when my daughter was in middle school, so it's over 20 years. So,
well, keep it going.
Okay.
Have a good season. You bet.
Thanks for having me.
Gina Lorenz joining us in this portion of the morning show as we put the focus on Ithaca schools here on today's morning show. On our morning show, Kyle Kelly is in the studio with us as we put the spotlight on Ithaca spring sports here during our morning show time today. So how's it been going so far in the season, Kyle?
It's been going pretty good. We finally got our first game in yesterday, so it was nice after all the practice to finally get a game.
Beautiful. And what about weather? Because I think it started out pretty well, right?
It's spring in Wisconsin. It's going to change by almost the hour. That's why I tell the kids, like, well, it's about a 50% chance of rain. I'm like, well, it could be 75 and sunny, and it's always going to be a 50% chance of rain in the spring in this state. So,
How do you keep their minds in it when it's like 30 mile an hour winds on a 40 degree day?
I just kind of say you got to stay warm, do some jumping jacks before you get in the box, stay moving in the infield or outfield.
Let's talk about that game. You played with Potosi. It was kind of an early typical spring game, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, some stuff has to get polished for sure. But like I said, definitely looked like an early game. Weather-wise, just how things went. But there's definitely some promise there, some stuff to build off of.
What about turnout? How's that this year for Ithaca?
We have about 22 kids.
So you have enough for a JV program?
Yeah, we're super, super fortunate to have that.
Who's helping you coach this year, Kyle?
I actually have been here long enough that two of my former students are helping me coach. So I kind of all of a sudden turned into the old guy, Aaron Hipsch and Micah Salisbury.
Okay, so that's a good group. And then who takes the JV when the varsity are home to practice?
Micah
does. Okay, yep. That sounds good. Let's talk a little bit about Ithaca baseball history, because it's a long, rich tradition. How long have you been a part of it?
11 years.
You coached with Danny Clary?
Yep. The whole time Danny was there, I was with Dan.
Mm-hmm. So you had a chance to experience two state champions. Not very many people can say that. What was that like?
It was super, super awesome. Like I said, just grateful because, like I said, you never know when you get that opportunity again. 2023 was definitely wild.
It was. Well, 16, when you won it then, it was a little bit different because you got the lead in those games, and you held it, right, in the championship game.
That year, too, though, they were behind, like, every game in the playoffs at some point, I believe, in 2016. I think they were behind almost every playoff game.
Mm-hmm. And the walk-off by Joey Clary in the sectional, is that one of the biggest moments?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Well, people also, just a fun fact of it, his brother Jimmy was playing basketball in the basketball courts during the game, and the ball came somewhat close to him. So that's just a random fun fact of the day.
So he wasn't paying attention to the tightness of the game.
He was paying attention.
But yeah, that was certainly a highlight. And I look at the sectional that year in 2016, and all four teams that were there that year probably would have represented really well at state, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because it was Independence was there, but then Highland had a really good team, and as did Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm. And you had to beat Hillsboro to get to state.
Yeah, on the walk-off.
In the walk-off.
That was I believe Hillsboro had made it to state basketball that year or the year prior, so they had some solid athletes at that point.
They really did. And then a lot of people remember 2023. Could you have any crazier games at state that year?
No, that's not possible. We actually had ChatGPT put up what our odds of were winning, and it was like literally 1 in 100,000 after like the fifth inning, so that was pretty cool.
So, yeah, what were you trailing going into the
7.
Fifth? 7. By 7.
And we'd been no hit.
Uh-huh.
We hadn't got a hit, and we were down by 7 runs, so.
Came back for the win against Becatonica.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And, you know, and we had a call on the air that was, I mean, we were just, you know, flabbergasted. But I think the thing that, for me, as an announcer, when you were down by 7 runs, I got thinking at the time, in my head, I never said it on the air, but, boy, it's going to be too bad to be in the state title game and get 10 runned. Because that's what it looked like was going to happen.
Yeah, that thought might have crossed the back of someone's mind, but we got to keep positive energy.
And it happened. And I think, you know, little by little, you chipped away. And, of course, Ethan Cockcroft had the game-winning hit. But there were some other turning points in that game, too, weren't there?
Yeah, a lot of things went our way in a hurry. And like I said, that's where you just kept the energy, kept going. And it just, a lot of things that could have went our way went our way.
You had a lot of guys that had been there, you know, and it's interesting, and you've been around long enough, but a lot of times somebody will say, oh, this group, you know, this has got a potential for a state champion. It isn't always that group that wins the state championship, is it?
It just kind of depends on when you get, like, hot at the right time. Like, that's the funny thing about baseball is you can hit 9 line drives and get out 9 times and hit 9 bloops that shouldn't fall but do fall. So that's the big difference is there's no clock.
So that was 3 years ago, and you've got, what, one or two people that were on the team back then still?
Houston's still around. He started. There are some other guys that were on the bench, but Houston was the only starter on the team.
Right, and so there's still that excitement. You still got a lot of the guys back. What's it going to take if you're going to make a tournament run this year?
Like I said, just when it gets to that part of the season, pitching's going to make or break you. So we got to have pitching.
And you feel like you do, don't you?
Yeah, we have quite a few good arms.
What about the conference? Who do you have to battle against this year, do you think?
I think the conference is going to be quite competitive with DeSoto, Seneca, Weston, North Crawford. Like I said, I think it's going to be a real competitive conference.
It's really tough to go through there, sports undefeated or even one loss. I mean, you talk about you get some of these games canceled, you play back-to-back days, you get a windy day, you just never know, do you?
Yeah, well, that's what I said last night. I said, lost a game, but said, good news is we get to do this 25 more times, so.
Right, exactly. So you just got to kind of just throw it, have a short memory, right? Throw it behind you and get
just
on.
Roll with it.
Get on with the next day. So, in terms of, other things going on at Ithaca, what do you teach, Kyle?
I teach 6 through 12 social studies.
All right. How's that going this year?
That's going great.
Yeah? And what's your favorite part of social studies to teach?
Law.
Law? All right.
Yep, I teach a street law class, which is awesome.
And what grade? What grades take that then?
That's a senior high class, so generally it's almost 11th and 12th grade.
And you're kind of old school because you're the teacher and you're also the coach. So I think that gives you an advantage, doesn't it? You see the kids in the hallways during the day and you kind of know what's going on.
It definitely helps because there's more of a positive relationship there, but it definitely is two separate worlds.
Uh-huh.
Like it definitely helps that I have the relationship already kind of built, but it truly is two separate worlds.
I'm sure of that. But in terms of getting athletes out, maybe you can do a little recruiting in the hall, right?
Yeah, that helps a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Encourage them, hey, you should be out for baseball.
Yeah.
And you coach wrestling too, right?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. So it keeps you pretty busy during the year.
Yes, it does.
Right. As this airs on Friday, next game's coming up for the Ithaca baseball team.
Next week we have about 475 games. We play Monday up to Stoddard, so against DeSoto. Thursday, I believe it's Lafarge. Friday, we play at New Lisbon. But then Saturday, we play at the first annual Bulldog Bowl in Boscobel. They had reached out to us and asked if we wanted to play because they're playing Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, who are also the Bulldogs. So absolutely, we got involved in that. That's going to be a fun time.
That'll be great. So definitely a team named Bulldogs is going to win that thing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's such an interesting season because you get going and it seems like, wow, it's a long season, but it goes by really quickly, doesn't it?
Once the game starts, it flies by.
And you've got games nearly every night, it sounds like.
Once we get going, yeah.
Good deal. Well, thanks for coming in and seeing us. We hope it's a great year for the Bulldogs.
Kyle. Awesome. Well, thank you.
You bet. Kyle Kelly joining us, Ithaca baseball coach, on this portion of the morning show. Our monthly visit with Ithaca Schools continues. We're talking about spring sports, and we've talked about Ithaca West and track, Ithaca baseball, and now talking about softball. Joining us is Coach Brad Lewis. Different look this year, Brad, for the team.
We co-opt with Weston this year, and it's been going really well.
You have some new gear. You're wearing your swag here today. So.
Yes, we do. We just got it in from Pioneer yesterday, and we were able to have. We're going to have it for our first game.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk about the start of the season. It's kind of typical Wisconsin weather this year, isn't it?
Yes, it has been. Unfortunately, we lost our first game due to weather. We didn't lose it, I guess. We just don't have it yet. It'll be rescheduled. We were supposed to play Wazika, and there's just a little flaw that I think it was more of a miscommunication than anything, but it is what it is, and now we'll prepare for Seneca.
Let's talk a little bit about the experience you gained last year with that state run. What did that do for the program?
It was pretty amazing. These girls coming back, we have, from our Ithaca squad, we have six juniors, and then we have one senior that were a part of that, plus the sophomores that obviously were a part of that, or the freshmen last year, their sophomores this year that were a part of it. And it was a great experience. We learned a lot. Belmont was a darn good team, and you kind of know how we got to prepare for practices and stuff going forward.
Sure, and I think that's the thing. The loss in that state semi doesn't really hurt you because you gain some knowledge on, what it looks like, what you need to do, right?
Yes, for sure. I mean, that was a big... I mean, the girls, I would have loved to seen them play not with the state atmosphere, so to speak, in that game, because I think it took a toll on us. Belmont's been there a little bit and have been in those big games where most of our girls have never been in that big of a game.
It takes a lot to put that kind of run together, and what's it going to take if the team's going to make a tournament run this year, Coach?
Kind of similar things. We've been talking. We've got we have 25 girls out. We have a 12-team player roster for varsity and 13 for JV. We'll probably, there'll be some JV that'll play some varsity too. It's just getting the right lineup together. You know, we're going to experiment going here early in the season, and hopefully everything starts clicking late in the season.
And I think, yeah, the big thing is getting the girls to come out. That's wonderful that you have those kind of numbers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been awesome. And then we've gained more coaches on in that aspect too. And we have a great, really great group of girls up there. They work hard. They're a lot of fun to be around, and look forward to my day at the end after work coming up there and working with the girls.
Who is helping you coach this year, Brad?
So I'm the head coach. Last year, Paula Bowen was a co-head coach with me. She has stepped down. We kind of used last year as kind of a transitional year, and that was really good for me. And then Trent Boland was the assistant coach last year, and he has stepped down from the assistant, paid assistant, so to speak. He's still coming in and running all our hitting drills and all that, so he's unpaid. Shelly Maxwell has taken his spot as the assistant coach. And then, like I said, Trenton will bounce between JV varsity with hitting and whatever. He's just awesome to have up there. And then Larry Villiard and Bailey Miller are our coaches for JV. And Larry Villiard has been awesome. He's been around it for so many years. And, you know, I started talking to him last year when we started about this co-op. And he's been just amazing to have as a mentor for me.
Yeah, what's I like to bring in, because he's a Hall of Fame baseball coach, and he stepped in last year, I know, and coached Weston. What's it like to bring somebody like that on staff?
Oh, it's just awesome. He has awesome drills that he comes up with, and just he's so laid back, and just his knowledge is amazing.
And that's good, and keeping it fun, that's another goal too, isn't it?
Yes, they are so much fun. I mean, I can be sarcastic sometimes, and they just give it right back to me. So the practices are so much fun. They really are.
Well, let's look at the season in the conference. I know you got the Seneca game. You've got some other contests coming up here, but who do you think the biggest competitors will be for Ithaca this year?
Well, if the Waseca wouldn't have been canceled, I felt we had our three of our biggest teams that we in conference right away. We were going to go Waseca, Seneca, DeSoto. Mm-hmm. And I feel those three, along with us, are going to be the top of the conference, I would imagine. Waseca's down a little bit just because their junior pitcher, that Brianna Ray, she is dealing with hip injury. I believe she has to have a surgery, so they're kind of limited, from what I hear, a couple innings, which is unfortunate because she is a good athlete. Seneca brings their pitcher back, Bridget Hall. She's a senior this year. She's consistent. She doesn't walk a lot. And then DeSoto has that Ella Cole, I believe is her name, pitcher, and she brings the returning pitcher from last year too.
And who will pitch for the Bulldogs this year?
J.C. Maxwell will get quite a few innings. And then Valerie Bauer from Weston that is with us now is kind of be our 1-2 punch.
Well, that's wonderful. These girls are very sharp, all of them, and I know they're involved in other things. That's one of the challenges of being a spring sports coach is you got a lot of other contests other than athletics, right?
Yes, for sure. Like now it's been kind of a challenge with having the two schools, because even like FBLA, state FBLA, forensics, FFA, they're all involved. With small school, we're all involved in those. So we actually had to pull out of the Royal Tournament, which has been very good for us for seeding purposes the last couple of years, because we play Royal, who is always usually pretty good, and Melrose Mondoro, that's really good. And we had to pull out of that because it's actually state forensics, and we were going to be missing 4 or 5 of our starters. So,
yeah, important that you do that and work together and get all those things done. Is Ithaca going to have a tournament this year?
Yes, Ithaca will still have the tournament, and then we'll actually, Larry had picked up Riverdale's tournament from last year when he was with Weston, and he kept that, and we were possibly going to send our JV to that one, but now that that one fell through, we'll send our varsity to Riverdale tournament, so we'll still have the two, the one that we host, and then Riverdale, and then that same day that Riverdale tournament is, our JV is going to be going to the Wisconsin Heights tournament.
Wow.
So we'll be kind of spread a little thin that day, but it'll give the girls a good chance, a lot of playing time.
And I think you play Riverdale in a non-conference game other than that tournament too, don't you?
Correct. We just got the schedule for the Riverdale tournament too. So we play Riverdale like the week before that week, like Tuesday, and then we have the Riverdale tournament. And we actually aren't going to play Riverdale at their tournament. We'll play Whitehall and Pecatonica now.
It's an interesting season, Brad, because you start out and you hurry to get ready, and then, boy, you got to be ready just about every night, and especially the unknown is weather, isn't it?
Yes, unknown is weather. I mean, fortunately now we have, where we've been doing indoor practices, we've been taking advantage of the Weston facility where we have a batting cage. Unfortunately, at Ithaca, we have a batting cage, but we're stuck in the multi-purpose room, and that's not big enough to host 25 girls now, which is a good thing. Having 25 girls is good.
So you've coordinated the practices, so you go to Weston if you have to go indoors then, it sounds like.
Yes, correct. We've been doing, so we just split up. This was our first week split up between JV varsity. If we'd been inside when we were together, we'd go to Weston, outside at Ithaca. And then now going forward, most practices for varsity are at Ithaca, where JV will be at Weston, or CAS.
The sport of girls softball has really evolved, and I've been covering it now 30 years, actually 40 years, began in the late 80s, but it's really evolved as a sport, and it's really, specialized. Some of these teams are just amazing to watch, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I encourage, I try to encourage the girls all the time. I said, we can go over practice, all the things, but you really got to watch some of the college softball because they're amazing athletes. It's so quick. It's a game of inches and a bad inning. One bad inning can lose you the game or win you the game.
Right. Defense is so very key and overlooked sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. You try to tell them not to panic, and we've been really pushing that to really go over situations, why the pitch is before the pitch, and then just react, because that's about what you have time for, is to react for the ball.
How fast are some of the pitchers pitching now? Any idea?
Not positive. We scrimmaged Richland Center a couple weeks ago, and Kyrie Fisher is the real deal. I work with her dad. I've heard she's clocked around 65, and that's darn good. I feel JC, our pitcher's got to be pushing. I don't know if she's ever been clocked, but she has to be pushing 60. So that's a fast pitcher for high school. Usually if you're mid-50s to upper 50s, you're darn good for pitching for high school too.
You played a lot of softball, Brad, too. That's not a lot of distance between the pitcher and the batter. You don't have a lot of time to react as a batter, do you?
No, you don't. I will jump in the batter's box sometimes with the girls, and that's my biggest fear. I feel I can place it to them sometimes, but my biggest fear is coming back at the pitcher with them. I practiced the other day. I got Val, and I felt horrible, and she's like, I'm all right. I hit my glove. I'm like, okay.
The other thing, as a fielder, and I've talked about this with Kyrie, covering the Hornets too, but as a fielder, sometimes you might go two or three innings and go to sleep out there, but you can't go to sleep out there because next thing you know, the ball's hit to you.
Exactly. We push that too. As I always tell the girls, in a game you might only get 0 to 5 balls hit to you, or you never know, but in practice I said we're gonna hammer probably 20, 30, 50 balls at you at practice. I expect you to fail in practice, but we're going to push you to your limits so in a game time you're ready to go.
Have you looked at the postseason yet? I know that's a long ways out, but are you pooled with the same group of teams that you were last year?
We are pooled with the same group of teams for our regional and our first sectional game, but our sectional finals, we are pooled down in Belmont's bracket. So we'll have to play one of the best to get to be the best again to get to state. So I think their regional, whoever comes out of their regional, so to speak, is they have Belmont, Barneveld, Highland. Their regional is real similar. We just meet at sectional now, sectional finals, so to speak.
Going south instead of north this year, then?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Anything else you'd like to add about the season or anything coming up you're looking forward to?
I don't think so. I guess I would like to thank my bosses at Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for allowing me to take the time away from work and come in and coach and something I really enjoy, a passion I have and all that. And then I guess the administrations at both schools, they've been working hard. And to make this happen, I'd have to say I didn't have any headaches, because that's not the truth, because I did. I mean, there was struggles, but everybody was there to help assist in going forward. And then our bus transportation, I know it's been with Rick Manning and Tammy Renish at Weston. They've been working hours of trying to get transportation for us, both squads, to and from practices and our games. So I guess I'd like to say a big thank you to them, too.
And the community support that you get for softball, because you got lights put up a few years ago, and you've got now a real nice, usable facility, don't you?
Yes, speaking of community support, yes, all that. And then we just finished up our fundraiser, and we had just a tremendous support on that. So I'd like to thank everybody that participated in that fundraiser, because that goes a long ways. We can get a lot of more equipment. Now that we have 25 girls, we're going to need more stuff. So
uniforms and bats and everything, right?
Yeah, we're a new look now. You know, we were purple last year and Weston was blue, and now we're black with purple pinstripes and blue numbers and wording. They're pretty sharp. They look pretty sharp. They really do.
Glad to hear it's working out, Brad. Yes. So good. Well, good luck this season.
Well, thank you, Phil. Appreciate everything you do, too.
Brad Lewis joining us on this portion of the morning show as we highlight Ithaca spring sports on today's morning show.